sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing, song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. But we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall. But Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Play it.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. It's really good to be with you today. And today's message is going to be that Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ was a rebel, but he was not a zealot. Jesus Christ was a rebel, but Jesus was not a zealot. And there's two different things about that. But I want to tell you that Jesus, he loves the South, and he loves the Confederate flag. Yes, Jesus loves the South, and Jesus loves the Confederate flag, or the Southern Cross. Now, there's a lot of history of the South, and there's a lot of controversy of the South, but whether you're black, white, or no matter what nationality living in the South, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. And you know, today, when I see that Confederate flag, I sometimes think of the Lord Jesus Christ and His 12 disciples. Because when you look at the Confederate flag, the very founder of the Christian faith, Jesus Christ, if you take a moment and you look at this Confederate flag, you're going to see this bright star in the middle. And then you're going to see three other stars pointing in four different directions. Yes, Jesus had 12 stars pointing in four different directions, and it should remind us possibly that Jesus had 12 disciples, and he allowed them to go into all the world, in Matthew 28, chapter 18, verse 20. You see, Jesus Christ loves the South, and Jesus Christ, he loves grits, he loves eggs and bacon, and he loves the Southern hospitality of the South. He loves the warm weather of the South. He loves the Southern hospitality of the South. And Jesus loves those Southern churches also that preach His name. You know, this X-shaped cross of the Southern flag dates as far back to the 16th century of Scotland, maybe even farther. Andrew, the brother of Peter, was one of Jesus' very first disciples in Matthew 4. And it is traditionally believed that in the first century, Andrew did missionary work in Greece and Asia Minor. And Fox Books of the Martyrs indicate that he was actually martyred in Edessa, Greece, on the X-shaped cross, which two ends in the ground. Yeah, there's some legends that hold that his remains were later moved to Scotland. Whether they were or not, we can't be certain, but it is well-established fact that as a commemoration of Andrew's devoted life to his martyrdom, the people of Scotland did use the X design on their flag, and it's become known as the St. Andrew's Cross. I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ, he waved the Confederate flag because he is a rebel, but Jesus was not a zealot. Jesus Christ was a rebel against the evil of his society because he was spreading Jesus around. He was giving people hope. And so Jesus was a rebel, but he was not no zealot. And so you might ask me today, what is a zealot or zealotry? Well, it was originally a political movement in the first century, the Second Temple of Judaism, which sought to incite the people of Judea's province to rebel against the Roman Empire and expel it from the Holy Land to force of arms, most notably during the Great Jewish Revolt. Yes, zealotry was described by Josephus as one of the four sects of his time. Jesus was a rebel, but Jesus was no zealot. And I'm here to tell you today that you need to be very careful, because Jesus Christ, he did wave the Confederate flag, but Jesus was no zealot. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ loved the South. And in the 1800s, many people from Scotland, with this X design on their flags, they migrated to the American Southland. Yeah, many of the Scottish did. With them came the St. Andrew's Cross, which soon evolved into the Southern Cross, which is now the Confederate flag, because the colors have changed and the stars were added, but the cross is still there for us to see. Jesus loved the South. Jesus loves the Southern hospitality. Jesus loves those churches in the South that preach His name. Jesus, He was a rebel. And I believe today Jesus would wave the Confederate flag because of St. Andrew's. Now perhaps this would all be meaningless symbolism except for the fact that so much preaching was done in the South. I don't know about you, but from the 1700s to the 1850s, the great revivals broke out and hundreds and thousands of sinners, black and white, found Jesus Christ as their Savior. And this was after the migration of the Scottish came to the South. So a lot of the Jesus actually in the South actually came from the Scottish or Scotland. Yep. And so Jesus Christ was found as their Savior in the South, and there were such spiritual transformations occurred throughout the South under the preachers like George Whitefield and John Wesley, and with our land became known as the Bible Belt. Yes, this is a wonderful part of the heritage of our Southern flag bearers, and it is witness to it. I don't know about you, but I love that Southern Cross. And I'm telling you today that Jesus Christ waved the Confederate flag and Jesus was a rebel. But Jesus Christ was no zealot. He was not a zealot, but he was a rebel. And I want to tell you today, when I see that Confederate flag, I'm reminded of the origin of the X design, and I am reminded of the fact that many of our Confederate soldiers were Christian men, like Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee, the chief leaders of the Confederate military. They were both Christian men, and they have heavily influenced others under the command of the cause of Christ during the Confederate Army. And I want to tell you, before Jackson died in 1863, he said, "Let us pass over the river and rest under the shades of the trees. I too am a Christian, and I'll pass over the river in one day, and I'll rest with General Jackson. And when I do, I'll not be ashamed of his presence, because I didn't desecrate the flag for which he died. I didn't associate it with hate, bigotry, and racism. I wasn't among the unlearned masses who allowed the minds to be poisoned by the venom of the liberal establishment." You understand that the Confederate flag does not mean hate, bigotry, or racism. The truth of the matter is, there's been other parties that have associated that with the Confederate flag. But it was actually the Southern Cross. And a lot of people came to know Jesus because of the Confederate flag. It was because of the Confederate flag that we had great revivals of the South. The Confederate flag was given to us from the Scottish. And I want to tell you, by God's good grace, that I learned the truth about the Confederate flag. And I want to tell you that Jesus Christ waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel. Jesus Christ waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel. But he was not a zealot. How about you today? Do you have the hospitality like the Southern folks? Do you have that Southern hospitality in your heart? When was the last time you opened up your home for somebody? When was the last time you just decided I was going to have a meal for another family? Or bake some cookies? We could really use some Southern hospitality all throughout America, don't you think? When was the last time maybe you just baked breakfast for your neighbor and had some grits, some eggs and bacon? When was the last time you decided just to go out of your way to help somebody? I'm here to tell you today, that was where the Southern hospitality came. You see, the Confederate flag, or the Southern Cross, represented Christ, represented Southern hospitality, represented goodness. And it's really sad in America when we see so many people associate the Confederate flag with hate or bigotry or racism, when the truth of the matter is that Southern Cross, that meant something. That meant revivals. That meant freedom. And that meant liberty. What about you today? Do you love freedom? Do you love liberty? Do you love Jesus today? Well, wave that Confederate flag out there. Wave it up. Wave the Southern Cross and say, "I want Jesus back in America again. I want Jesus back in this society again." Be a rebel. Jesus was a rebel. Be that rebel. Put it in back of your truck and drive down the road. Be that rebel. Yes, Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel, but he was not a zealot. Jesus was not a zealot. But Jesus was a rebel towards Satan. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, the Bible reads it like this, that Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, and you do not have the mind that concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Get thee behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan." Jesus confronted Satan many times, reminding him to get out of his face. Get out of my face. Get behind me. Leave me alone. Yes, Jesus was a rebel. And he was not afraid to confront the evil of his time. What about you? Are you standing up to evil and corruption? In this evil generation, are you going along with it today? Jesus was a rebel, but he was no zealot. Jesus was a rebel. He waved the Confederate flag, but he was no zealot. I tell you, I love the South. I love the warm weather, the Southern hospitality. I love the niceness of the Southern folks. And even though they're getting more rude and selfish in the South, and even though they're getting a lot of rude and selfish, but overall, there's a lot of good Southern folks down there waving their Confederate flag, waving their Southern cross, and they love Jesus. They love Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel, but he was no zealot. We need to understand that Jesus Christ, he confronted the evil politicians of his time during the Roman Empire. And he would tell these evil politicians, he said, "Go tell that fox I have no time for him right now," in Luke chapter 13, verse 32 through 35. "Today and tomorrow I'm busy cleaning up the demons and healing the sick, and the third day I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to the bad end outside of Jerusalem." What was that bad end outside of Jerusalem? Well, that was the Roman Empire. Jesus didn't want to even get involved with the Roman Empire. And Jesus would say, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killer of the prophets, abuser of the messengers of God, how often I've longed to gather your children like a hen, you brood. I wanted to take you under my wings, but you refused and you turned away, and now it's too late. You won't see me again until that day you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Yes, Jesus Christ was not afraid to confront the evil in his government of that time. When he said, "Go tell that fox," he was referring of the king, Pontius Pilate. Jesus stood up against corruption of the Roman Empire. Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel, but he was no zealot. He was no zealot, but he was a rebel against the evil of his time. Not only did Jesus stand up against the evil Roman Empire, the corruption in the Roman Empire, not only did he stand up against Pontius Pilate the king, but Jesus was taking a stand against the temple and the church of that day. And I have to tell you that Jesus rebelled against the church more than you know. Not only did he rebel directly against Satan, not only did he rebel against the Roman Empire, but Jesus rebelled against the church. And Jesus would tell these religious leaders, these scribes and the Pharisees, of Matthew 23, verse 33, he would say, "You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?" Yes, Jesus called the Pharisees, "You bunch of snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the judgment of hell?" Jesus was confronting the church and the religious leaders. And Jesus was confronting the religious governments, calling them a brood of vipers or snakes or predators who want to prey on the people. Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel, but he was no zealot. And what about you today? Are you not being preyed upon by some of these evil churches in America today who think they are more holy than thou and only want your money? Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel, but he was no zealot. He was no zealot, but he was a rebel. Jesus loved the South. Jesus loved the Confederate Army. Jesus loved Stonewall Jackson. Jesus loved Robert E. Lee. And Jesus loved the South with the Confederate flag. Jesus loved grits. He loved that bacon and eggs, ham. Yes, Jesus loved living by the river. Jesus had his Confederate flag out because Jesus was a rebel. But Jesus was no zealot. He was no zealot. Jesus did not even want to be a part of that class. He didn't want to be part of the zealotry. Jesus rebelled against evil. He knew that he was fighting a spiritual war of good and evil in that day. And his mission was to heal the sick, to heal the brokenhearted, and to set the captives free. His main opposition was with the church. That was really his main opposition. That his fight was literally against the evil churches that have hijacked Jerusalem. It was the church that turned him into the Roman Empire. Really, the Roman government didn't really want anything to do with him. It was more of the church that crucified Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 44 and 45, Jesus was once again confronting the evil of the religious people of that day who thought they were saved because they thought they were descendants of Abraham. For ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus was once again confronting the evil religious folks and telling them that your father is the devil. That your father is the devil. Yes, Jesus Christ was a rebel. But he was not a zealot. You know, I'm so thankful that I have all eternity to spend with some of the greatest men who have ever lived. And it is true that many of our brave men never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their saviors. And even though they were great men in the present world, they never prepared for the next world. And I'm here to tell you that such men are in hell right now, according to God's Word. And I find it truly sad that I'll never have the honor of meeting them. But I'm here to tell you there's a lot of great men that have walked this earth that are in heaven now. There's been a lot of great soldiers who have fought and died in combat so I can be free to preach the message of Jesus. There's a lot of great soldiers out there that are died in the battlefield that knew Jesus, and there's a lot that didn't. And there's a lot of great people in the Confederate Army that love Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel, but he was no zealot. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, he rode in on a donkey or an unridden colt that's never been ridden before. And when he rode in, he rode in with humility. See, most people that would ride in, they'd ride in on a white horse, which represented a conqueror. But Jesus did not, when he rode into Jerusalem, he did not ride in as a conqueror, but he rode in as a donkey. He said, I'm here for another reason. The kingdom that I'm from is not the same kingdom you think I'm from. And even though we know that Jesus Christ will return on a white horse as a conqueror, in this present time, Jesus was very clear that he was a rebel, but he was not a zealot. He was not a zealot, but he was a rebel. He rebelled against the evil and the corruption of his society, who was putting Satan more and more in the society. He rebelled against the evil minds of that time. And in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9, you see that once again that Jesus was confronting the church, and he was confronting the religious people in the church who thought they were saved and everyone else was going to hell. Does this sound familiar today to you guys? But he was telling them that his father, that their father is from the devil. And he was saying in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9, he says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from the truth. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules, and because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me." So we have a person that looks really good on the outside and says all the right thing, and God says, "You're just a lip-talking peacock telling me all the right things, but you're not telling me no truth here." And I want to also tell you that Jesus Christ was real. He was real because he knew what he was up against. He was real because he knew he was going to be crucified. And he understood his opposition and what they could possibly do to him. Yeah, I love the story of the old Southern Cross. I love the Confederate flag. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus did wave the Confederate flag. And what about you today? Do you have a Confederate flag that you're waving? Are you waving the Confederate flag around with pride? Are you proud of your heritage of Jesus Christ? And those of you that think that the Confederate flag has something to do with racism and bigotry and hate, that's because there's been organizations out there that have distorted it. They have distorted it. These are hateful groups. But there's been a lot of blacks that have been saved in the South. And there's been a lot of whites that have been saved in the South. And this Southern Cross, I'm here to tell you, it's been quite amazing. It's been quite amazing of this Confederate flag and the heritage and what it really means. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus loved the Southern hospitality. And Jesus waved the Confederate flag because Jesus was a rebel. Jesus rebelled against Satan. Jesus confronted Satan. In John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus even claimed equality with God. "I and the Father are one." And Jesus, when he was handed over to Pontius Pilate, in Mark chapter 15, verse 2, Jesus looked at Pilate and he said, "Are you the king?" Pilate looked at Jesus and said, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he says, "You have said so." Jesus looked at the king of the Roman Empire and said, "Yes, what you said is right. I am a king." And Jesus not only is the King of Kings, but he is the Lord of Lords. And Jesus Christ has Southern hospitality, and Jesus Christ loves you. So why don't you reach down and love somebody else? Jesus Christ gave you a beautiful home. Why don't you use that home and to bless somebody else? Jesus Christ blessed you financially. Why don't you bless somebody else? Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ had this great Southern hospitality. We got to stop looking at folks as if they're the bad people in America. Come on, somebody. People need to look at people as people. Creator, Jesus created that human being. Jesus Christ did have Southern hospitality. Jesus Christ waved the Confederate flag because he was a rebel. Yes, but he was no zealot. Jesus was no zealot. Yes, Jesus, He raised a man named Lazarus. And when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, He returned back to heal Lazarus. And the Bible says that a short while ago, the Jews were trying to stone Him. This isn't that the Jews were trying to stone Jesus Christ, and He said, I don't care if they're going to try to kill me, I'm going to go back and raise Lazarus. So the place where Jesus almost got stoned to death, almost got killed, He went right back to that place. He said, you can try to kill me if you want, that's not going to bother me, I'm going to raise Lazarus. So Jesus didn't care if people tried to kill Him. Jesus went back and He healed Lazarus. And Jesus was a rebel. And Jesus waved the Confederate flag. But Jesus was no zealot. He was not part of that sect. See, the zealots, they wanted to take over the Roman Empire. But Jesus said, I'm not part of that. That's not what I'm doing. I'm rebelling against the evil. I'm liberating people from Satan's strongholds. Yeah, we need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America. And I pray that you would fly that Southern Cross with pride. I pray that you would fly the Southern Cross with pride. Yes, Jesus waved the Confederate flag because Jesus was a rebel, but Jesus was no zealot. Amen.
Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. Ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a vet from a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing, song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. But we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall. But Mr. Roosevelt is gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TVS. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it.